Might not know me, you know my wife, Carolyn Reagan. Now she's Carolyn Johnson for 2 months, so I'm pretty happy about that. My name's Daniel Johnson. We're going to the mission field of China. They call themselves the Children of the Dragon. They believe that they're the direct descendants of the dragon, which we know who that is. Satan himself, that's found in Revelation. He's Satan, the old devil himself, is going to be put in the grave someday in that old place called hell, and he's gonna burn. Well, I just want to give a little testimony before we begin there. I grew up as a missionary kid in Poland, 10 years there. I didn't get saved until I was 21, though, as I thought I was okay. I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was a preacher. I've heard the gospel all my life, and I just made a profession of faith, said some prayer. That doesn't get it. It's in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he said that he's the only way. And if there's one here tonight that has done that, you think you're okay, you grew up in a Christian home, my parents are Christians, oh, I go to church every day, hey, I read that Bible every day, I pray to God, that doesn't cut it. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. I was dead in trespasses and sins, without hope, without God in this world, and he quickened me, made me alive when I was 21 years of age, sitting in my bedroom one night, 1:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, and I was wallowing in that mud called sin. He picked me up out of that miry clay and set me on a solid rock to stand. That rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into my heart, changed my desires, changed my goals. I no longer live for myself. I live for the Lord Jesus Christ. About a year later, he called me to preach. So I had opportunities preaching in the jails and in nursing homes, different places like that, to the children. And then he opened doors for me to witness at UT, starting Bible studies with international students there that came from China and Korea and Europe and all over the place. Had about 10 in there. Seen some get saved. It's an amazing thing. But I had no idea what the Lord was doing with that whole deal of starting Bible studies like that. Until one day he talked to me about missions through his word and the preacher preaching. And I surrendered my life to missions. I had no idea where I was going or what to do or even how to do it. I just knew God called me. I got to go somewhere, but I don't know what to do. So I stayed faithful in my own home church. And I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do. Read my Bible. Keep on coming to church faithfully. Witness to people until he gave me guidance otherwise. And he did. This year, I got to go to China with my pastor and see Miss Carolyn Reagan over there and her work. And I was courting her at the time. And that might be another reason to go. But anyways, I took a ring with me because I thought, well, if this isn't the place, I know that's the woman. So I took a ring with me. And that Sunday morning after I got done preaching in a church, a village church up there, I asked her to come forward in front of all those Chinese people and bowed my knee and asked her to marry me. And she became Carolyn. Well, she's still Carolyn Reagan at that time. I consider her Carol Johnson at that point. Anyways, we got to go to schools and different places like that and teach English. But at that point, there was a man one time that's sitting in the school there. There's only three men. Rest of them are all girls. And he stood up at question and answer time. He pointed his finger at me and he said, "Do you believe in God?" In English. What are you supposed to do? I mean, it's communist China. They got like a little camera up there videoing everything you're saying, and they got a representative of the school sitting right in there, everything else. I mean, I just said, "Yes, I do." Next question. Why? You can't even answer that question publicly unless they come to you personally and ask that question. Then you're free to answer that. Well, about three days into the trip, I was only there for a week. 3 days in the trip, I knew that was where God wanted me. Now, I thought, you know, the call of God would be like, oh, lights, or he's going to, you know, do something miraculous or something like that. I know I was called to preach and calling the missions, but I thought this particular thing is going to be totally different. Well, it was no different. The thing is, you know the will of God when he starts opening doors. And you could see those doors that no other man can open except for God. And you got to walk through those doors. Matter of fact, he didn't just open the door. He kicked it wide open. That third day, I was there. We had a meeting with Miss Dwan. You'll see her picture on there. And she came to us, took us out to eat, and she said, what's your degree in? I said, oh, man. So I gave her what it was in, and she's like, Well, you know, she says that you're a good teacher. I take her word for it. I want you to come to China and teach for us. I was like, okay. I had no clue. She opened the door wide open. Most of the time you have a stack of papers that tall. You got to sign and fill out and all that kind of stuff and have your visas and all your paperwork in order and all that before you even go to China. And she said, you got a job right here. You want it. You can take it. That was the Lord right there, just kicking the door wide open. You'll know when it's God's will when he kicks the door wide open for you and lets you allow just to walk right in. Now, I'm going to show some slides here, but I would like to ask if you don't video this part of the presentation, because this could get Chinese people in trouble. It wouldn't get me in trouble. It'd get them in trouble. They could be put in prison, tortured, or even killed for this, because the government always searches the internet for this kind of information so that they can crack down on people spreading the gospel. So please, don't record this part. Thank you. We're the Johnsons, missionaries to China, to the